Love, see that she's doing a whole lot of things. Come on now. Sometimes love has to deal with somebody not understanding. I know I'm lovely now. Sometimes love got to deal with folks, amen, and they so lovely. Amen. So I'm not in love with you, but I love you. Oh, that works. Come on now. Never got a witness. No, never. Look at somebody say, but I still love you. Man, I don't like what you're doing, but I still love you. Come on now. Never got a witness. I don't feel it right now, but I'm still gonna love you. Thank you, Lord. And truly, that's the best thing.
Pastor Kayson, good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you for another beautiful Sunday morning. Thanking you, O God, for the grace and mercy that you gave us today. And Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would look on every heart that is assembled, O God. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would just allow your Holy Spirit, O God, to touch every heart and move from heart to heart and breast to breast. And O God, as you look on these, your people, Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, that if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing in your sight, oh, God, that you would wash us and clean us from all unrighteousness. And, Father God, as you cleanse us this morning, I pray that you will fill us with more and more of you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you for the beauty and the holiness of this week and this day, oh, God. Because this is the day that thou hast made, and we're going to rejoice in it and be glad. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your word of truth. And, oh, God, I pray this morning, Lord Jesus, that through your preached word, Father God, that someone will know without a shadow of doubt that you are God and you're God all by yourself. I pray, Father God, that you will continue to look on Pastor Kayson in a special manner. Oh, God, that you will continue to endow him with power from on high. And as he preach your word this morning, Father, I pray that your people will be blessed spiritually, oh, God, with more of your joy, more of your peace, more of your salvation, oh, God. Father God, that every need will be met this morning. And Father God, we pray that you will continue to keep a hedge of protection around him, oh, God. And Father God, we pray that you look on First Lady in a special manner this day. Oh, God, continue to bless her going out and her coming in, oh, God. Look on the First Family in a special manner, oh, God. Strengthen, heal, and deliver, oh, God. Father God, we pray that you will look on the heart of God in its entirety, regardless of how we are communicating with you this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will open up the airways, oh God, and as your Holy Spirit moves back and forth, oh God, through your preaching word and through your services, oh God, that we, your people, oh God, will be blessed and we will be drawn closer to your Father. Oh God, I pray that you look on all those that are sick and shut in this morning, all those that need a special kiss of your love. And then, oh God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will look on every mother, every grandmother, every person that has played a nurturing role, oh God. Because if it had not been for them, oh God, we wouldn't be here today. So we give them glory, honor, and praise because of what they did to help us, oh God. Along the way, oh God, it was through Jesus' help, oh God, that the mothers persevered, oh God. It was through Jesus' help, oh God, Father God, that they taught us and showed us, oh God, that which is right and pleasing in your sight. And we thank you for it this morning, Father. We thank you for the ones that are here. We thank you for the ones that have gone on to be with you, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will continue to keep your people. Keep us humble and meek, forever seeking your grace and your mercy. And we will continue to give your glory, honor, and praise. We just want to thank you today because of your goodness. Thank you today because of your everlasting love. We thank you today because of your sacrifice. We can live and have life more abundantly. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, oh God, continue to look on the heart of God, Baptist Church. Continue to strengthen this branch of Zion. Oh God, I pray this morning that you look out on all your churches, oh God, all your pastors and all your servant leaders, oh God, and the ones that don't know you today, Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will move on the altar of their heart, that they might come to know you as Lord and Savior. We thank you, we love you, and we say hallelujah to your name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because it's your mercy, hallelujah, Jesus, that endures forever. And we thank you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Prayer this morning, amen. Praying for all God's children, amen. That God would be glory on today, amen. Beautiful day outside, Amen. Like this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Like this is the day that the Lord has made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you all, amen, but it's a good thing to praise the Lord, amen. This song we sang, I was thinking about my mom this morning. We used to go see her, amen, when she was in the nursing home, and we used to sing this song. And I think sometimes when preaching used to go with me, amen, we used to sing this song. I love to praise them. I love to praise the saints. A lot of times when we were getting ready to go in, we hear about it in the parking lot. And they were tuning it up. So he's like, y'all know that song? I love to praise them. Do y'all know that song? I love to praise them. I love to praise the name. I love to praise them. I love to
to get in the shower by yourself. It's a privilege, amen,
a mode of transportation where you can come in and have a building where you can praise God, where you can give God the glory. It's a privilege. And so that's why when you say, I love to praise him, I love to praise his name, because he's been my rock. He's been my hope. He's been my sheep. He's been my wheel in the middle of the wheel. We need to thank God and give him the praise for his grace and his mercy, because it could have been you. It could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes and no shelter. It could have been me. It could have been you in a place where he didn't want to be. But thank be to God. On this Sunday morning, we were able to get up and come to the house of the Lord and sing, I love to praise him, because we know it was nobody but God, amen, that has brought us through. Is that all right? Come on, let's give God some praise. We take it for granted sometimes, amen. Amen. We come down the highway that God didn't allow hurt hard with danger to come apart. Have I got a witness? Did an accident happen on the other side? Come on now. Have I got a witness? Amen. Thank God, amen, that my car was able to start up this morning. Come on now. That I had enough gas and lean in the car, amen, to get the eight and back to me. Have I got a witness? Amen. Did God still bless me? Amen. That I still got a job. Come on, hallelujah. Talk about it. That God still blessed me, that I still got a reasonable portion of health and strength. Come on, that's why I love to praise him, amen. I don't know about you, but it's been a rough week, amen. My daughter got sick, amen. But some kind of way, God stepped in. My son came, and my daughter-in-law came, and they took her to the hospital. Got ready to get out of the hospital, and the nose began to bleed. But God in my wheel, in the middle of the wheel. God is the one that stopped the bleeding. God is the one that brought the fever down. God is the one that healed the body. God is the one that turned it around and around and around and around. That's why I love to praise him. I love to praise him, not just my family, but your family and families all over the world. God has blessed them. God has stepped in. God has made ways out of nowhere. God is performing miracles right now. People that didn't think they were going to make it are still here. Look at somebody that they said I wasn't going to make it, but I'm still here. They said I wasn't going to leave them, but I'm still here. They said we couldn't do it, but we're still here. In Jesus' name, that's why to a pastor don't think all that. He might not think all that to you. But I got something to bring the Lord for. Amen. Because he keeps on blessing us over and over again. You see, he got a blessing for the little things sometimes. Lord help me. He got a blessing for the little things. Lord help me. You got a blessing, amen. God is the one, amen, that kept you all through COVID. Don't get me started. We talked about that last week, amen. God is the one that blessed you all through COVID. Look at somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody say, thank you, God. Look at somebody say, you've been real good. Look at somebody say, down through the years, you blessed me. Down through the years, you kept me. Down through the years, you kept my family. Down through the years, you kept paying the rent. Down through the years, you kept the light on. Down through the years, the gas bill been paid. Down through the years, the car notes been paid. Down through the years, the insurance been paid. Down through the years, the phone stayed on. Down through the years, I was able to go to the store every week. Down through the years, I was able to go to the refrigerator, and the water was still cool. I'm declaring today, you thank God for a glass of cold water. I thank God that he gives me food. He gives me water. He'll give me what I need. Thank God today that I didn't on the street, but I had a man that laid out in the parking lot today. And Charlie, your wheel in the middle of the week. Parking lot today. He's the one that's your rock, your cord, your tail. The Lord will fight your battle. Look at somebody, if they won't do it, won't God do it? Won't God fight your battle? That's why we got a right to praise God. We got a right to praise God. Amen. It ain't nobody mad but the devil. When they hold them people in there, they start praising God. They start messing up. They say, well, why are you praising God? He is this situation. They said, he's been good to me. In spite of my situation, I've learned to praise God in whatever state I'm in. I've learned to be content because I know the Lord is blessing me, even right now. Right now. Come on, let's give God one more praise. And when you start thinking about those things, amen, put it in perspective, amen. Perspective. You guys always know what I tell you, that in the midst of your praise, the God is blessed. In the midst of your praise, God is blessed. And if you ain't praising God, y'all figure it out. If you ain't praising God, you're missing out on your blessing. Somebody said, I'm better praising with the fruit of my lips. Turn over to that book of Revelation. Talk about 24 elders. Every time they go down, God bless them. Come back up with a praise. God bless them back. Come on now. Anybody want to receive that kind of blessing? I don't know about you, amen. I want to get that kind of blessing, amen. And every time I go down and come back up, the Lord bless me, amen. Every time you go down and come back up, the Lord bless. Every time you open your mouth with a spirit of praise, amen, God's got a blessing for you. Amen. We got to turn and teach the church, amen. There need to be some more praises on your list, amen. That's what the psalmist said. He said, I will bless the Lord what, at all times. And praise shall what, continually what, be in my mouth. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Man, that's the word of God, amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter
turn to his courts for praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and greatly blessed to be what? Great. Amen. Did you praise him this week? Did you praise him this morning? Well, then we wake up talking about, man, my back is hurting. And then we wake up, oh, man, I got headache. And we wake up and say, God, I thank you, I feel my back. There might be someone here today that has a testimony for the Lord. Man, I don't care. Testimony for the Lord. Man.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank God for my mother.
Amen.
And all the mothers. Everybody that's been like a mother.
Amen.
Thank God for keeping me through another week. My wife, family, and dog. And I pray that he continues to keep us, bless us, each and every one of us. Pray that we have a great week.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers in here. Just so grateful, you know, for my mom. I know we don't always see eye to eye. And I don't always agree with what she say, amen. But that's my mother.
Yeah.
And I love her. Take time out for the people that are able to celebrate Mother's Day with their mothers.
Yeah.
Hope that God, you know, definitely blesses you with a special blessing on this day. Because, again, I can't imagine what it would be without my mom. And I'm just grateful to God, you know, just like Anthony said, even all the women that took it just a part in my life. Happy Mother's Day. It's going to get easy. It's not going to get easier, but God's going to get with you. He's going to be with you.
Yeah.
Even to the ends of the earth. Amen. So today, just enjoy your day. And this week, just trust the process and knowing God is in control. No matter what it looks like, what it feels like. No matter how it appeals to your five senses, just know that God is in control. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Happy Mother's Day to all wonderful mothers.
Yeah.
I am grateful for another day, being able to open my eyes this morning.
All right.
I'm thankful that God decided to touch me this morning with his finger of love. Grateful I was able to wake up this morning and place one foot in front of the other, that the blood was still running warm in my leg. Just thank God for another week. It was hard, but God, he brought me on through it. I'm thankful for all he's done for me. I'm thankful for my church family. I missed my mom on today, but I still love her. I thank God for her still. I pray that you guys have a wonderful day. All you mothers, enjoy your Mother's Day on purpose. And you guys continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you.
All right. All right,
y'all.
Got the mothers back here.
Good morning,
Teresa. Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I just thank God for allowing me to be a mother. This is an enjoyment of being a mother. So, you know, a lot of challenges you might go through. But all the mothers have to trust God. With the kids and everything, you got to trust God. And I remember when I was coming out young. My mom and everything, you know, being a single mother and everything, single. And
you know, back in the day when you had a child not getting married, sometimes it's called a mistake. Back in the day, you know, like I say, that's how they were brought up, say a mistake or something like that. But truly, I thank God for my mistake. I learned a lot from that. And I thank God for the joy that, you know, my mistake brought along with my grandkids. So, you know, and on that, I think within that, just trust God. God will see you through all you go, you know, all you're going through. It might have been a hard being a single mom, but look what I'm saying. God just walked me through. So I just thank God for that. I just all y'all happy Mother's Day, enjoy your day. Don't cook, just sit back and relax.
Happy year for my first lady.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, all the mothers here at Heart of God Baptist Church. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses to all the mothers and to those fathers who have stepped into that role of being a mother too. We thank the Lord for you. We thank the Lord for allowing you to be there to support your children however you see fit and however the Lord sees fit. I just thank the Lord today that being a mother and my daughter being in the hospital last week, and she was able to come home, and she's home resting, doing the best she can, and thank the Lord for allowing me and her father to be there to support her and help her, and her brother and sister-in-law to help be there to help and support her through her illness, but God is still good. And she's still here, thank the Lord. And I just want to say to all those mothers, you all have a blessed week. Enjoy your family and friends. And like Trustee Henderson said, being a mother, yes, you have your trials and tribulations, but nothing like being a mom, mother, grandma, nana, whatever you are. Love does not know a color. Love does not know. Love just love. And all of those mothers out there who may not have any children, but just think about all the children's lives you have touched through the years. So you are a mother. The Lord does not make any mistakes. He puts you in those places to support those children at that point in time. With your love, your strength, whatever you have bestowed upon them, for all of those mothers who are standing in the gap for those mothers. We thank you. The Lord thank you. Most of all, he's going to bless you. And you all have a blessed week. Enjoy this week. Be safe. I love you all.
For your testimony this morning. I'll speak good morning to some folks on the line this morning. I'm going to go to first caller. Last four digits. I'll go to 7611. 7611, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lord. If you let me get up on this morning, open my eyes up this morning, and I know. My brothers and sisters that was with me and gone. Every time we woke up the next morning, they always say, "Please me all the time. You look like, just like your mama." And I always get mad and say, "No, I don't." When I wake up in the next day and look in the mirror, I look just like my mama, I do. And as I older I get, the more and more so I look like her, and I just know I got her in my heart every day. And I'm so thankful that she's my mama, and welcome to her mama at Mother's Day. She's my day every day. And I wake up the next day. I said, "Thank you, Mama, for talking to God. Let me ride this day above this ground and say, praise you, Lord. Amen."
Amen. Thank you for your comments this morning. Let's go to our next caller. Last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Kason, First Lady Kason. I praise God this morning for being so merciful, being so good. I thank him for another Mother's Day and just to be alive and be able to have the joy of this day. I thank God so much for just blessing me as a mother, and I pray that you all will have, all the mothers will have a blessed Mother's Day, and I pray that Janice will continue to be healed and that the Lord will continue to strengthen her as a young mother and all the young mothers out there. I thank God for my mother who took the time to raise me and to love me, not only me, but the rest of the sisters and brothers. And I just want to thank my son for the blessing, for him just being a blessing unto me, and Regina and the grandsons. And I just thank God for everything and for everyone that has played a role in where I am today, and every mother that has shared a part of what she has that has been good to help the children to grow and to help the families. I pray that God will keep them strong and bless them, not only mothers, but grandmothers and aunties and whoever, fathers, whoever you are, that have that nurturing spirit, that God will continue to bless you. And mothers, enjoy your day. And if you don't get what you think you should get, just be happy, because the most important thing, if someone can give you love, that is more valuable than anything you can ever receive in this lifetime. So enjoy your family. Enjoy the love of your family. God bless you all.
And thank you for your comment this morning. Yeah, thank God we keep Deacon Bryce on the line. She's always sending her love. Text message this morning, amen. She's sending her love, amen. And we want to send our love back to her, amen. Let her know that we're praying for her and her family, amen. All the mothers, amen, all over the world, amen. We're praying that God will continue to bless you and your family, amen. All right, we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to ask Minister Harris to get ready to lead us in prayer. And we want to remember all the families there and for those that have traveled, those around the world celebrating Mother's Day. Pray for the war-torn countries. Pray for our congressmen and women, president, vice president, our local state governments, all of our family and friends near and far. We just pray that God will continue to bless them. And if there's someone that doesn't know God and the free pardoning of their sins, that they would come to know him today, that they would be pricked in their hearts, amen, and come to know him as Lord and Savior, and that they too will be able to celebrate Mother's Day today. Amen. Minister Harris.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to say thank you. Father God, we just want to say we love you, we praise you, we lift you, we honor you. Hallelujah to your name, God. You're so precious, Father God. Thank you so much, Father God, just for dying on the cross, Father God, and not just dying on the cross, Father God, but on the third day rising. We want to say thank you, Father God, for all of the mothers, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for their continuous job, Father God, no matter what time it was in the morning, no matter how many kids it was, Father God, we just thank you for the mothers, Father God. We thank you for their drive, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for them being there, Father God, even though, Father God, they told us not to do whatever that thing was, Father God. And we just thank you for their love, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for health and strength, Father God. We just want to say we love you, we honor you, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to let your anointing fall afresh right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to be there for the ones, Father God, that are missing their mom on today, Father God. Help them, Father God. Keep their minds strong, Father God. Thank you for them able to get up and rising, Father God, every day. We just ask you to bless them, Father God, with a special blessing, Father God. Whatever they are lacking, Father God, we just ask you to be that, Father God, on today. We thank you, Father God, for just bringing us this far, Father God, and showing your strength and your power, Father God. We love you on today, Father God. We just ask you to keep your hedge of protection, Father God, over this church.
Yeah.
Have your way in this church, Father God. Be, let us be what you want us to be, Father God. Search us, O Lord, Father God. Search us as a church, Father God. Remove anything, Father God, that is not pleasing in your sight. For we want to be, Father God, the representation of you, God, the heart of God.
Yeah.
Give us the love, Father God. Give us the compassion and the forgiveness, Father God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help us, Father God, to forgive all of our enemies, Father God, the ones that done us wrong and that even sorry about it, Father God. Help us, Father God, for the ones that crossed us, Father God, that meant us harm, Father God, but you made it a different way, Father God. We just want to say thank you for having it all, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for that we don't have to go to nobody else, Father God, to seek you, Father God, but we can go straight to you, Father God. We just want to say thank you for that, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the things that are going on in this world, Father God, because the prophecy is being fulfilled, and we want to say thank you for that, Father God, for being the most true and the wise and the most knowing God, and we thank you for that, Father God. Help us to boldly stand on your word, Father God, when all hell is breaking loose. Help us, Father God, to stay grounded in your word, Father God. Help us, Father God, that when things are going wrong in our lives, Father God, that we don't go to the world, but we come straight to you, Father God. For your word, Father God, says greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. We just want to say thank you right now, Father God. Have your way. We ask you to let your anointing fall in this place,
yeah,
Father God.
Yeah.
Have your way. Let that word go in and sharpen the two-edged sword, Father God. Going in and coming out. Bless the preacher on today, Father God.
Yeah.
Remove all self from the preacher, Father God, and fill him up with you. Help us, Father God, to hear your word, Father God, to hide it in our hearts. Help us to hide the word in our hearts, Father God, so we may not sin against you. We thank you, Father God, for just being patient with us, Father God. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you, Father God, for not just throwing us away, Father God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father God, that even when we knew better, Father God, you still didn't cast your face away from us, Father God. We thank you that we got to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Father God. We praise you because your rod and your staff, they comfort us, Father God. We thank you because you're preparing the table
yeah.
in front of us in the presence of our enemies. Father God, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We ask you to bless the children in the schools, Father God.
Yeah.
We ask you to bless them, Father God, that we will be safe going and coming home, Father God. We ask you to bless the nation, Father God, everything that's going on, Father God. For you said it in your word, Father God, that these things will go on. So we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for nothing catching you by surprise. Just thank you for being God all by yourself. We just praise you right now, Father God, that you said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You didn't say that the weapons wouldn't fall. So we just thank you, Father God, for being true to your word, Father God. We love you so much, oh Lord. You're so kind, you're so worthy. We lift you up, Father God. That no matter what happens, Father God, we only gonna believe in you and only you, Father God. There's a lot of false prophets out here, Father God, but we know who's the real one, Father God. We thank you for being true to your word, Father God.
So we just ask that your peace that you said, Father God, in your word that will surpass all human understanding. We ask for that in the name of Jesus. Nevertheless, Father God, not our will be done, Father God, but your will be done in our lives, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Joseph was in Egypt already. So God had taken
what his brothers meant for evil and turned it around for Joseph's good. Amen. And he was sold into slavery, but God allowed him to be sold into slavery so that during the time of Pharaoh's reign, that God would prepare them that during the time of famine, they would have something to eat in the land. And in verse 7, it says, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Somebody said, you can't beat God. You can't beat God. And in the midst of all of the calamity, amen, God still blessed his people, amen. However, there's going to be some times, amen, when things are going to get a little rough. And so in verse 8, it says, now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. Look at somebody and say, for every devil, there's another devil. The king that Joseph served, amen, they had a relationship. He allowed the people, amen, to be okay, amen. They were in bondage, but they were taken care of. But after a period of time, there was a king that didn't know Joseph, amen. And he rose to power, amen. And he was scared of the multiplying of the people, of the Hebrew people. And verse 9, it says, and he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are now more mightier than we. Amen. Say, they scared of you. Look at somebody, say, they scared of your blessing. Lord have mercy. If they know that God can bless you like that, Lord have mercy. They scared of your blessing. And in verse 10, it says, come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and come to pass that when they fall us out of any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. In other words, they're going to turn on us and treat us worse than we treated them. They ought to be. Amen? And verse 11 says, therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. So they were in these cities building all of those temples and all of those pyramids and things that you see in Africa right now. Amen. And they did it on the backs, amen, of the Hebrew slaves. Amen. Sort of like in this country, I'm meddling now. Amen. Many of the institutions, amen, the very White House that our president, amen, resides in was built on the back of black slaves. Lord have mercy. Much of the wealth that was developed in this, I know I'm meddling now, developed in this country, amen, was built on the black back, amen, of black what, slaves in the cotton fields, tobacco fields, and the mines, and all of these things, amen, were built. And as soon as the Lord blessed, when they were getting to thrive and became so more multiplied, amen, they said, they're getting too big now, we're going to have to take them down. And then all of the beating and the lynchings and the killings and all of these things, amen, because they were scared, amen, of the blessing that the people, in spite of being brutalized and enslaved, amen, that they were still being blessed by God, amen, to come up out of the times of slavery and bondage. So in verse 12 it says, but the more they afflicted them, come on now, the more they multiplied. Look at somebody say, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. And not only multiplied, but they were grew. Amen. And they were grieved because the children were of Israel. And in verse 13 it says, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with vigor. In other words, they treated them roughly. They treated them bad. They brutalized them. Amen. And in verse 14, it says, they made their lives bitter in hard bondage and mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. And all their service when they made them serve was with vigor. In other words, they brutalized them. They had their foot on their neck. They wouldn't allow them to breathe. They would allow them to serve, amen, under harsh conditions. In verse 15 it says, and the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives. These were the but the wives have delivered the children. Amen. And look what he said to them. He said to the Hebrew midwives, which the name of the one was Sipphara, and the name of the other was Pua. Amen. In verse 16, he said, and he said, when you do the office of midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. Come on now. How many know, amen, that not only did Pua and Shipra trust God, amen, but they trusted God more, what, than Pharaoh. And when you have women in your life that trust God more than Pharaoh, no matter what the Pharaoh or who the Pharaoh is in this day, amen, the plan of God will go forward and they shall be blessed, amen. In other words, amen, the world that we live in, the world that our parents lived in and our grandparents lived in, amen, it was something, amen, about, amen, the times that we lived in, that they lived in, that somebody was always trying, amen, to take them out, amen. And particularly trying to take out the male seed, amen. They didn't want the male seed to survive, amen, because they knew if the male seed survived, then the people would thrive. They knew that if the male seed survived, amen, the people would multiply and grow, amen. And so down through the years, amen, not only during the Hebrews, but during the time of our ancestors, they always wanted to monitor and take control and keep bondage the people, amen, called the male seed, amen, so that they could take control. They didn't want him to be around. They didn't want him to be alive. They didn't want him to be the leader of his house. So they tried to brutalize. They tried to take him out. And even, amen, in this Hebrew example, they tried, amen, to get the midwives that delivered the children, the male seed, to kill them as they were being born. In verse 17, somebody say, I thank God for the word but in the word of God. The word but, amen, in the word of God means that even though the first part of the sentence said one thing, amen, that's not the end of the story. Aren't you glad about it? Amen. That it says in verse 17, but the midwives feared who? God. And did not as the what? The king of Egypt what commanded them, but saved the mid children what? Alive. Aren't you glad today that God still is saving the mid children? Amen. That God is still saving those children, not only male and female, amen, but he's still saving those children, amen, alive. In other words, in order for us to thrive, in order for us to grow, amen, we need to have the male seed alive. And so they feared God more than Pharaoh the king. And because they feared God more than Pharaoh the king and did not want Pharaoh the king, God blessed them. Look at verse 18. He says, and the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto him, where have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive? In other words, they were going to be persecuted. But look what God does. And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women. In other words, they were telling Pharaoh that the Hebrew women, amen, were tough, whatever. That the Hebrew women, amen, were able, amen, to handle the brutality and handle not only that being enslaved, but they were able to handle, amen, also bearing children at the same time. Somebody say, I know that's right. Man. I've never had labor. I've never had no labor pains. I've never delivered any babies, amen. So I have no reference for this, amen. So I have to take the word of every mother in here and Pua, amen, and Shipra, amen. But
it is a common thing for you to look while your wife is having a baby, amen, to see the pain that she's going through. And it's nobody but God that can give her the strength to be able to deal with that type of pain, amen, and deliver that child. It's nobody but God that can cause her to be able to carry that child for 9 full months, amen, and be able to eat and sleep on a sparing basis, knowing that everything that she eats, amen, it goes to the child. Every time she sleeps, amen, the child is taking energy. Everything about her body is changing, amen, but because she trusts in God, amen, God is the one that is able to prepare her to be a mother that will be able to deliver that child alive. So, the women said to Pharaoh in verse 19, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, but they are lively and delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. In other words, Sarah and Shephel said, before we even get there, they already been delivered the child. Come on now. Now we got to wait. I don't know how mothers do it. Amen. Lord have mercy. I don't know how they have a baby. Amen. Carry the baby, have the baby, and then take care of the baby right after they had major surgery or had a major delivery. I can only account this to God, amen, because as a man, amen, I'd be somewhere asleep talking about don't mess with me, don't bother me, I don't even want to see you, I don't want to see the baby, I don't want to see nobody else, amen. But because God made the woman in that way, amen, she can carry the child for 9 full months, she can deliver the child alive, and she can immediately take care of the child, amen. Somebody say, thank God for mothers. So because of their faithfulness, Lord have mercy. What did God do in verse 20? Come on now. If you're a faithful woman of God, God is going to bless you. If you say, I fear God more than the enemy, amen, God is going to bless you. In verse 20, it says, therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. In other words, not only did he bless them, amen, to be able to deliver children, but he also blessed them to be able to have their own children. In verse 22, it says, Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. And for every level, there's another devil. Amen. And as they began to multiply, the anger, the hatred, the fear, the conspiracy of the king, the new Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph, would get even higher and higher. And so God's plan was that through these Egyptian people, amen, that the boy Moses would be born. Lord have mercy. And I got a witness. Moses was the one that was supposed to be thrown into the river and killed. Amen. Moses was the one, amen, that would be the deliverer from the people out of Egypt. Moses was the one that God spoke to on a mountain in a bush that did not burn, was on fire, that was not consumed. Amen. Moses was the one that said, I can stutter, but I can't talk. And God said, I'm going to send your brother to go with you, Aaron. And Moses was the one that asked the question, who shall I say sent me? And he said, I am that I have sent me. Moses was the one that went against Pharaoh. Amen. And made all the plagues come against them. Moses was the people that when the Hebrew people multiplied, that he took out into the wilderness. Moses was the one, amen, that stood at the Red Sea with the enemy in his back and mountains to his left in the Red Sea in the middle. And God said, stretch forth your rod, and the waves of the Red Sea parted, and they came over on dry land. Moses was the one that God, amen, used to deliver his people out of the hand and the bondage of Egypt. But here, they were trying to throw him into a river and kill him. Mm. Look at somebody say, but what God has for me is for me. You understand, amen, that God put all these mothers in Moses' life, amen. You'll begin to understand how you made it here today, amen. We didn't get here all by ourselves, but God has placed mothers in our lives and people that act like mothers and mothers in our lives. And we're here today, amen, because of godly mothers. We can't forget about the godly mothers, amen, that fear God more than those situations and circumstances in our lives. And so we'll see a little bit further in chapter 2. And it says, and there went a man of the house of Levi and took to a daughter of Levi. And a woman conceived and bare a son. And when she had saw he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Lord have mercy. And again, this is a woman, amen, that's going to fear God more than she fears Pharaoh. Lord have mercy. Because the decree from Pharaoh was to put him in the river. For 3 months, she hid him. Amen. And you know how it is when you're trying to tell a baby to be quiet and they won't play. You be dead tired, the baby is wide awake wanting to play, amen? Wanting to coo, wanting to cackle, wanting to cut up, amen? And you got to deal with them, amen? You say, the more you say shh, the more they make noise. Come on now. Anybody ever had to babysit an infant, amen? Amen. The infant is babysitting you and telling you what to do. Come on now, amen. But aren't you glad that God was allowing her for 3 months to be able to hide him? And in verse 3 it says, and when she could no longer hide him, she took him in an ark of bulrushes and daubed it in the slime with the pitch and put it, the child therein, and she laid it in with flags by the river's brink. Aren't you glad that your mama, amen, has the foresight, amen, to do whatever it took to keep you alive? Somebody here say amen. Whether it was taking mud and putting it in the brink of a basket, whether it was changing your diaper night after night, whether it's blowing your nose or taking you to the doctor, whether it was staying up with you all night long, whether it was putting up you when he was sassing back, amen, and didn't want to obey, amen. Some kind of way your godly mother had the vision, amen, to put up with it, to deal with it, to trust God, amen, because they knew, amen, that God had things in store for you to do. And I don't know about a godly mother, amen, but they walk by faith and not by sight, because sometimes the things that the world presents to them, amen, will be enough to make the average person throw in the towel and give up and say, quit it, I'm done, I ain't doing it no more. But aren't you glad today that your mama, Lord have mercy, hung in there with you? Aren't you glad today that you had some aunties and you had some folks along the way in the church, amen, that even if you were immature and did whatever you was big and bad enough to do, amen. They stuck in there. They hung in there. They didn't say throw them to the world and let the world devour them, amen. But they stayed there. They prayed with you. They put up with your foolishness and your shenanigans. They took the time to get down on their knees and pray. They drug you to church, amen. They told you about the goodness of the Lord, amen. That they was willing, amen, to put up with yourself for a period of time because they knew that God, amen, had something greater in store for your life. So, in the bulrushes, and the slime, and the pitch, and put the child there and put the flags on it. So your mama was looking out for you. Amen. See, that's what I learned, amen, watching the mothers down through the years in the church. They were always looking out for you, Lord have mercy. He was always looking out for the male seed, Lord have mercy. He was always looking out, amen, for the young girls and the young guys in the church. I'm talking about the mothers. I'm talking about they're the ones that really cared about you, amen. They always, amen, had a word to say, even sometimes you don't want to hear it. Come on, I'm talking to the speaker over here. Lord have mercy. Sometimes you don't want to hear it. Sometimes, amen, they get on your nerves. Sometimes you smack your lips and roll your eyes. Sometimes you say, oh, Lord, here she comes, talking that same old stuff with that same old lady perfume on. I know I'm nothing now, amen, trying to tell me, amen, what to do, amen. Don't she know I'm wrong, amen? Don't she know, amen? That was back in her day. We live in a new day, amen. Don't she know, amen, that was old stuff, and I don't want to hear it, amen. But they put up with your mess. They put up with your foolishness. They looked down the road and said that you're going to need God. Lord have mercy. So I'm going to give you as much God as I can. Some of them have passed on and gone home to be with the Lord. But the God that they implanted in you, good God Almighty, in your difficult days, in your difficult times, aren't you glad that mother, that grandmother, that auntie, that woman of God, amen, stayed the course with your behind, amen. So in the midst of your trial, your tribulation, your difficult time, you wouldn't give up and throw in the towel, but you say, I know somebody told me about God, and instead of looking to Pharaoh in this world, you'll turn to God and be blessed. So, the thing I like about it, Sister Juanita, amen, is not only did she know the king, Lord have mercy, but she knew the king's daughter. Come on now. See, that's the thing about them old ladies. They knew everybody in the neighborhood. Have I got with you? I can tell you every neighbor on my street that I grew up on. I can tell you every name of the women, but I can tell you about half of the fathers, Lord have mercy. But all the way down from the end to the top, I can tell you every name of the women in the back and the front and all the streets up front, amen. And if you came up and did some foolishness, every one of them, amen, knew my mama. Come on now. And some of them knew my grandmama, amen. And whatever I did, amen, somewhere along the line, it got to mama or grandma. So she knew the situation. And don't get it twisted. Mothers know the situation. You might think you're fooling mama. You might think you're fooling grandmama. But they know the situation. Moses' mother knew Pharaoh, and she knew Pharaoh's daughter. She knew Pharaoh, the king, was a devil, amen. But she knew that he had a daughter, amen, that had a heart for children. And because she knew that Pharaoh's daughter had a heart for children, she knew how to get her son in the path of Pharaoh's daughter, amen, that had a heart for children, amen. And because she had a heart for children, she would be able to tell her mean old daddy, amen, to leave Moses, what, alone. Lord have mercy. You see how God is working through this mother. But the thing that I like about it, amen, is she sent her daughter now at the right time. And see, there's a certain time that the tide comes in and a certain time that the tide goes out. So she knew the Pharaoh. She knew Pharaoh's daughter. She knew what time Pharaoh's daughter was going down, amen, to take a bath with other children. She knew, amen, the time of the tide. She knew, amen, to send her daughter because they were going to come and encounter, amen, when Moses was going to run into Pharaoh's daughter, amen. And then Pharaoh's daughter, amen, would have compassion on the child, amen, and overrule, amen, even the decree of her mean old man. And have you ever seen a mother, amen, with their mother's intuition? She knows what's going on. Has your mother ever told you, don't mess with them folks, they don't mean no good? Have you ever told you, amen, don't do that because it's going to get you in trouble? Don't do that, amen, because it's going to run out and you're going to be in trouble. Has she ever told you, amen, I'm not so-and-so's mama? I know my mother has told me that, amen. But so-and-so's mama allowed me to do it. Well, I'm not so-and-so's mama, amen. There's been times where I came in the house and whacked upside the back, upside the head, amen. Didn't know what I did, amen. And she said, boy, I told you not to do that. There's something, amen, about a mother, amen, that has an intuition, that has a knowledge, that has a feeling. I call it the umbilical cord connection, amen, that will look after her children, even when she's at work, even when she's at home. She's looking constantly after what? Her children. So, daughter walking down, right alongside, and I don't know about you, but aren't you glad your mom was always looking out for you? Sometimes it seemed like they was overbearing. You say, Mom, I'm just going to the store, but you need to go at a certain time. Because you know they got them folks that like to hang out. Well, Mom, just go into the store. But you need not go there. Make sure you do this. And make sure you that. And don't do this. And don't look at. And if they're doing this, come on back home. And take this. And back then we had another. Always make money. Keep money for a phone call. If you get in trouble, call this person. And tell this person to do this. Did you ever have a nagging mama like that? And you like, Lord have mercy. And folk in your neighborhood would tease you, amen, because you had a nagging mama. And am I the only one? Your mama won't let you do that. I know you ain't going because your mama ain't going to let you go. I know you can't do this because your mama ain't let you go. You a mama's boy. Your mama ain't going to let you do this. You might as well stay home. Stop talking all
And some things that we couldn't do, other people could do. Amen. But mama wouldn't allow us to do certain things. And so she knew the king. She knew Pharaoh. She knew that she could get the baby down at a certain time that Pharaoh's daughter would get it. Amen. And this is the blessing that mothers receive when they fear God and take care of their children. Let's look at this. I'm going to let y'all go. In verse 5, it says, and the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself. She knew about that. At the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. Lord have mercy. Look at somebody say it's all plain. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had what? Compassion was on him. Don't you know that God will make your enemy your footstool? Don't you know that God would take the daughter of the murderous dictator, amen, and bless you and your family? And so it says this is one of the Hebrew children. Not only is he a Hebrew children, but he's a Hebrew male. Mm-hmm. And the Hebrew male was supposed to be put in the river and killed. She put him in the river, sent him down to Pharaoh's daughter, and Pharaoh's daughter had compassion on her, and she told Daddy, this is a Hebrew child. I'm going to keep him, and you're not going to kill him. Whatever. Verse 7, it says, then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, somebody said, thank God for my sister. Get on my nerves, but I thank God for it. Shall I go and call to thee a nurse? And this is how God's going to bless his mother. Other Hebrew women, and she said, may nurse the child for thee. But whatever. In other words, Pharaoh's daughter wasn't in a position, her physical body at this time, to nurse. Amen. So his sister told Pharaoh's daughter that I can get a Hebrew woman that is ready to nurse, amen, to take care of this child. My goodness. In verse 8, it says, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child what? Mama. Out of all that went on, guess who was still taking care of Moses? His mother. Guess who was still feeding Moses? His mother. Guess whose house Moses was still living in? His mother. In verse 9, it says, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give thee wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. So not only did she get your son back, get her son back, Lord have mercy. But because she trusted God, not only did she nurse him and get him in the house, amen, but God made it so she was even getting paid. Think about that. Think about it. Of all the hatred that her father was spewing, but now not only do you have your child back in your house, not only are you nursing them and feeding them, but you're also getting paid, amen, on top of that. Can't nobody do what God can do when a mother trusts God? When a mother trusts God, amen, God will take those situations that don't seem like they're going to work out and turn it around. He'll take those situations that seem impossible and make ways out of nowhere. He'll take those situations that a godly mother will look, amen, and say, it seems impossible, but I'm trusting God to do it.
Yeah.
And allow God to get the glory. And in verse 10, it says, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. Fast forward 42 generations later, Lord have mercy. There was a woman by the name of Elizabeth, Lord have mercy. And she wasn't able to have a child, Lord have mercy. She was well in age. Her and Zacharias, they were laughing. Amen. God blessed them with a child. They called his name John, Lord have mercy. John the Baptist, forerunner of Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy.
God not only blessed him to be able to come and be the forerunner in an impossible situation, but how many know that Jesus was born in an impossible situation? And so 42 generations later, good God Almighty, God, through his angel, spoke to Mary, Jesus' mother, amen, and said that she would be a child of the Holy Ghost, amen. And so like the mothers that were before her, all the way from Moses' mother down to John's mother down to Jesus' mother, these women of God trusted God. And as they trusted God, God continued to bless them. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad today that even though they tried to keep Jesus killed and in the grave, Lord have mercy, they tried while he was a baby, amen, to take him out. The king at that time, Herod, tried to get Jesus by sending some wise men to go and tell him where Jesus was. And they wanted to kill Jesus as a baby. And Joseph and Mary, they escaped to Egypt. And Jesus was born. And aren't you glad today that they trusted God in a way, in a place, amen, that the word of God was able to be fulfilled. And in the city, amen, that was, amen, prophesied that Jesus was born. And the record declared, amen, he was born in a manger, amen, with no room at the inn, amen, the city of Nazareth, amen, that that nobody, amen, even thought about. But aren't you glad that even though people don't think about the one, amen, that rise to greatness, that, that God is looking out for those people, amen. And because God is looking out for those people, God put godly women in their path. Aren't you glad today that you weren't, amen, in a situation, amen, where you didn't have a godly mother in your life? Aren't you glad today that God saw this, amen? He saw that you had greatness in your life. He saw, amen, that you had a position, that you had purpose in your life. And because of that, he put godly women in your life. And you're able to stand here today, amen, because of a godly mother that trusted God, that believed in God. God, she might not have been perfect, yet she might have stumbled and failed. Trusted in God more than she trusted in man. Aren't you glad today that you had a mother that looked past your fault and saw your need? Look at somebody and say, mama didn't give up on me. Mama didn't turn her back on me. Mama gave me a last. Mama stayed up all night. Mama stayed on her knees and prayed. Mama talked to me about God. Mama told me, amen, to trust in God and be not to my own understanding. In all my ways acknowledge him. And he would direct my path. I'm just glad that there's some godly mothers that fit in your life. There's some old church mothers. There's some young mothers that they had to talk to and guide them through the situation. You might have had some challenges in your life, but I'm just glad that God met every challenge, that God turned every situation around, that God was able to give you somebody somewhere along the line that would let you know that God still loves you, even though you made some mistakes, even though you fell down, even though you had some heartache and trials and tribulations. And God still, I said, God still made a way. He made a way for Moses. He made a way for John. He made a way for Jesus. I declare today that they thank God that gave Moses a mother. That thank God that gave John a mother. That thank God that gave Mary Jesus' baby. I declare that Mary's baby had a mother that cared for him. And even when they tried to take him out, he was at the foot of the cross when everybody else left. Mary was still there. Aren't you glad today that folk have tried to take you out? But your mama stayed right there. Mama hung in there with you. Mama told him up why he was on the cross for him to hold your blood. For him to hold your mama. Aren't you glad that Jesus took care of your mama? Mama, go day to day, take care of your mama, do what you can for your mama, go and see your mama, call your mama.
Let her know that you love her. Because of the stuff she's been through, the 9 months she carried you, the songwriter there, 9 months I carried you, no charge. The time I put up with you, no charge. The time I stayed up with you, no charge. Aren't you glad that even today, mama, she don't got a word to say. Even if she's gone on, you remember what mama said, the songwriter there. Mama used to say, Mama used to say, I found myself saying, Mama, Mama, Mama used to say, thank God. Thank God. For a moment, and fear God more than man. Look at the word of God. Is it worth for mothers that fear God more than man? None of us will be here today. No, they wasn't hurt. None of us ain't hurt. But they feared God more than man. And because of that, we are here today. We are here today to celebrate Mother's Day. Because we have mothers that fear God more than man. Amen. God bless the Lord. Go back. It was the women. Amen. It was the women that carried a lot of their burden to get the men to where they need to be. I know we don't want to hear men. Lord have mercy. But it was the women that carried a lot of that burden, carried a lot of that abuse, a lot of that strain and struggle. To get the men to stand up and be the men and the leaders that God has called them to be. And I'm here to tell you, the calamity that went on back then and the calamity we got on here today, we can get through it just like they got through it. Because we still have godly women that fear God more than man. Is that all right? I didn't mean to keep you that long. Amen. Thank God for mothers. Lord have mercy. Had that faith. It was Mary Magdalene that went to the tomb, Lord have mercy. And the angel said, why seek you the living among the dead, Lord have mercy. And the angel said, roll back. They come to see the place where the Lord lived. And he had risen, amen. Because his mama was obedient. He told the angel, behold the handmaid of the Lord. So it shall be as you said unto me. And she delivered that child under the scorn and the ridicule of being an unwed mother, Lord have mercy, with a child, Lord have mercy. God allowed her to deliver the Savior of the world. And they called him Jesus, Lord have mercy. Lily of the valley, the bright in the morning star. Mary Lady, the one who is and was and is yet to come. The one that went down to Calvary. Somebody said on a hill far away. To an old rugged cross. Emblem of suffering and shame. A world of lost sinners was slain. Record declared that it took him down and put him in a borrowed tomb with his mama. Got the ointment and the spices together. Mama was the one that didn't mind, amen, the scorn and the ridicule and the guards and the folks that were arming the tomb. But they knew that some kind of way God was going to make it possible. And that's the thing about God and mother. They don't walk by sight because sight will tell you it's not possible. But if they walk by faith, and trust God, God will bring that child back home. God will heal that child. God will deliver that child from whatever it is that's causing them harm. Because he fears God more than she fears faith. I can declare she got up with all power in his name. God, he lives. Some of God's women.
tell their children about a man being that can save to the utmost, that can do things that only a God that loves you can do. As Mama will give you that Bible and that Bible verse, take you to Sunday school, wherever you go, to tell you about Jesus. But we can't live on Mama's religion. We can't be saved by Mama's religion. We have to be saved by God, only by God's Son. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Mama can't make that decision for you. You got to make that decision yourself. You have to make that choice. So our mother said, when you make that choice, when you choose the Lord today, and let him have his way, choices that we make.
Choices that we make.
Somebody let them know you love them. Call your mama. available and let her know that you love her. Call your mama.